The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your worthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. You may well be familiar with the conventional saying, every good turn deserves another, right? Every good turn deserves another. This has elicited what I call transactional relationship, or a relationship of reciprocity, give and take. It is something that Jesus tries to point out to us into this gospel. Nothing goes for nothing is some people's maxim or principle of going, living day by day. Nothing goes for nothing. And as such, it is dangerous because we are only focused on those who can repay us, who can love us in return. Jesus reminds us that if that were to be the case, you know, he would be selective of those who breathe the air that is available, for instance. He makes the rain fall on both the good and the bad. The air we breathe is for everyone. So Jesus wants us to have this unconditional love for one another. The man we celebrate today had this unconditional love. He was born about 389 years ago, precisely December 9, 1639, a Dominican, one of my brothers in faith. He was not a priest, didn't want to become a priest. He was a very holy friar. Many times the brothers saw him levitate, you know, in prayer. He would be raised, you know, and he would be seen not on the floor, not standing on the floor, which defied gravity. In prayer, he was just there. And not just that, he had the gift of bilocation, being in two places at a time. Yet, he was so humble. Humble, so much so that he chose to be a portal, a doorkeeper, a gatekeeper. He was just at the gate attending to the poor. He ministered to people who were slaves. That was his apostolate. He didn't want to become a priest. Today we have cooperative brothers. The ministry is, you know, dying brothers who don't want to become priests. They want to serve the community, the brothers, the Dominican family. We happen to have had one in Nigeria, Brother Stephen Lucas, who came from Chicago. Was in Nigeria for over 45 years. He didn't become a priest. And we had other brothers from my country who became, you know, who loved that vocation. So Martin the Porres, you know, he didn't want to be a priest, but he served. He served a lot of people. This is the man we celebrate today from Peru, a very close friend of Rose of Lima, also a Dominican saint. So in all of this, we learn from him that while we have a vertical relationship with God, we must have a horizontal relationship with one another. He was so close to God, yet very close to people around.